Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Advocate Paul Hoffman is the director of the Institute for Accountability in South Africa. We wanted to chat to him about accountability in government with regard to our taxes. Should we ever have a say in how our money, our tax money, is spent? Because we're certainly starting to see a lot of that. South Africans saying, well, you know what, I pay my taxes, I don't get electricity, I don't get reliable water, our roads are a mess, I pay private schooling, private health care, and I need to employ my own security in our area because that's not being provided either. So there's certainly a level of dissatisfaction, major dissatisfaction, amongst taxpayers in South Africa. Will we ever get to a place where we start to have that conversation? Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you for the head-banging music that warmed me up. It's 4 degrees in Cape Town this morning.
Oh, really? Cape Town's cold as well. I never... Johannesburg is not awful. It is just cold. It is winter. And I guess we never really remember that every winter does get cold, which is why they call it that. All right, so let's talk about our tax money. Definitely growing dissatisfaction amongst taxpayers in South Africa. Where does this lead?
Yes, no, well, it leads to tax revolt. Remember, the American Revolution was because of the Boston Tea Party, the idea of taxation without representation was at the core of the of kicking the Brits out of the U.S. and the formation of that republic, or that federation, I suppose, is a better way of describing it. So clearly, the idea in our constitutional democracy in South Africa is not to tax without representation, but to create a system of government that is open, which means that you see what's happening in the books of account, which is accountable, which means that you are able to explain your decisions and justify your actions reasonably, and which is responsive, which means that the way that money is spent, taxpayers' tax is spent, is responsive to the needs of ordinary people. And very clearly, because we have a Bill of Rights in our Constitution, it's necessary to use the state's resources to respect, protect, promote, and fulfill the human rights that are guaranteed to all, a lot of which are very expensive. And when it comes to housing, healthcare, food, social security, those are things that have huge amounts of public money spent on them.
That said, I mean, it's very dangerous to be in a situation that citizens are edging towards some form of tax revolt, isn't it? No country can manage it.
Yeah. No, well, look, there are different ways of taxing, you see. If the voluntary, a lot of tax in South Africa happens despite citizens' best effort. Things like VAT simply get deducted on each transaction and have to be paid over by the VAT supplier, or the VAT vendor, I think is the word they use. And people in employment don't pay their income tax as a matter of choice. The employer is legally obliged to deduct the PAYE, pay as you earn, deductions from employed people. So these things have not been done by mistake. They've been done with a view to making it more difficult to foment a tax revolt or express.
Right. In other words, you can't really. It's virtually impossible to, because you're paying tax in all sorts of other areas.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there are many kinds of taxes. There are state duties, there are import taxes, sin taxes on tobacco and alcohol. All of those, the state collects without the person actually paying the tax, the consumer having any option to sort of withhold. I suppose you could buy cigarettes or even alcohol on the black market and avoid tax that way. But generally speaking, the tax collection system is designed in a way that would make a Boston Tea Party necessary if enough taxpayers felt that this passive payment of tax was more than they could bear.
That said, the taxpayer, the group of people paying tax, and here I refer to income tax, is obviously a very, very small group of people given our unemployment in the country. Those people are less likely to be the ones involved in some form of insurrection than it is people actually who aren't working.
Yes, certainly the insurrection of July last year gives us an indication that it will be the ranks of the unemployed and the ranks of the highly motivated political players that would be involved in a tax revolt.
Do you think that we will get to a situation where citizens become a lot more discerning and difficult with, I mean, as we move, as we see more incompetence, as we see the lack of results from our tax money, are we heading towards a dangerous situation?
Yes, look, I think dissatisfaction with government is best expressed through the ballot box, and the expectations are that the next general election will give rise to coalition governments after 2024. The real question is whether we can get to that point without the centre failing to hold, as they put it, and that's a political question that requires a crystal ball, which is not part of the equipment in Chile, Cape Town this morning.
And that is where we leave it. Advocate Paul Hoffman, director at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa, talking to us about having a say on the money that we pay towards tax.